carpet, and upholstery. 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Aid Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning we're going to have open lines, so if there's something you'd like to talk about, why, give me a call. Otherwise, I thought I would talk about the fact that they are poisoning our children. Of course, they're poisoning us as well. There is a program for population control in this country and throughout the world. And most people really aren't concerned, because they're killing off the blacks in Africa. How are they killing off the blacks in Africa? Why, very simply, with AIDS, which is a man-made disease. And if you doubt that, you can go to my website. It's very interesting, a little something you can check out. And we have there a link to a book called Full Disclosure. It's written by Dr. Gary Null. It's a story that he wrote, basically is given to him by a man who is dying of pancreatic cancer. He felt that they couldn't kill him if he came forward, although he knew if they could kill him, and they would. I mean, they kill people who reveal secrets, especially government secrets that are classified or top secret. And this man had been working on the project to develop the AIDS virus, specifically as a means of population control. And, of course, the disease was introduced in the United States through the homosexual population initially, why it just exploded, the homosexuals living in San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, and it came on 3 or 4 years after the homosexuals there participated in a program to take an experimental hepatitis B vaccine, because, of course, homosexuals are very prone to get this disease because of their activities, and the disease is very common. Hepatitis B, and it's a bad disease to have. So they participated, they volunteered to take the vaccine to see if it worked. Well, the vaccine didn't work, but they got AIDS, and that's how they introduced the disease in this country. Of course, it did spread from there to IV drug users and to others. And of course, the IV drug users were told, oh, if you just go ahead, you be an IV drug user, but wash your works out, your syringes and needles, with this 10% solution of bleach, knowing full well that wouldn't kill the virus. They knew it wouldn't kill the virus, but they kept telling the IV drug users, well, if you want to be a responsible IV drug user, just go ahead and irrigate out your syringe. What they should have done was, if you want to be an IV drug user, you can go down to the drugstore and buy the works for it. But, oh, no, you just wash it off with this 10% bleach. We're going to give you the free 10% bleach that doesn't work, so that you're going to feel that you're perfectly safe being an IV drug user, which you won't. And you'll contract the disease, and you'll die. And that's a good way to get rid of the undesirable element, the homosexuals, the IV drug users. But the disease was specifically engineered to kill off the blacks. How do we know? First of all, you look at the statistics, and here in the United States, almost half of the people who have contracted the disease and or died of the disease are blacks. And certainly, if you look at the number of who've died, and that's well over half a million. We're losing about 20,000 a year now, but initially the number who died was phenomenal, but they were the ones, many of them are those who contracted the disease from the initial vaccine, or who, of course, contracted the disease from somebody who had taken the vaccines, and then, of course, the IV drug users. But predominantly, or almost half of them, were blacks. And same thing, of course, is true in Africa, why it's just decimated the black population. And when they studied the makeup of the HIV virus, they had found it had a predilection for blacks. Surprise, surprise. And yet, if you study the writings of the people who advocate eugenics and population control, they have an intense hatred for the inferior black race. Well, I don't believe any race of people is inferior. Anybody, certainly if you took you and I out the Kalahari Desert, we wouldn't last very long, whereas if you're a black person living there, who's lived there all your life, they survive very well. God's given each of us special gifts and special abilities. I was amazed, living in Africa, to find that the fellow who swept my clinic at the when I was at the senior surgeon at the Pelonomi Hospital in Bloemfontein, South Africa, he could speak six languages, and, well, I can speak one, well, but he could speak six languages. God's given each of us a special gift, because each person is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. And yet, of course, the elites who are pushing population control hate the black population. And they've done another very interesting thing here in the United States to eliminate, or certainly to destroy the blacks, and that is the process of water fluoridation. Of course, water fluoridation isn't good for anybody, and they know that. They're poisoning the population with water fluoridation. But in most areas, they use hydrofluorosilicic acid, and this is a something that, of course, adds fluoride, but it contains lead and cadmium and polonium-220 and all sorts of other bad things, as well as a fluoride compound. But because of its acidic nature, if you put it into the water supply and you have older pipes, it'll tend to pull the solder out of the pipes. The solder, of course, connects the water pipes. And, of course, there's lead in that. And so in Washington, D.C., and then many of the other eastern cities with older water pipes, and certainly across the nation, when they did a survey of 450,000 children, and Dr. Roger Masters writes about this. He's from Dartmouth. We've interviewed him. And when they did a survey of 450,000 children, their blood, they found that the level of lead was elevated. Well, give us a call here at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Dr. Stan, this is Open Line, so we're looking forward to your call. And why don't you call us at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But I was just talking about how they are poisoning the American people, but specifically the black population. Now, basically, they found when they evaluated, these were finger sticks done on 450,000 children, the largest study of its type anywhere in the world. They found that the level of lead in the blood of these children, if you were a white child, your level of lead doubled. If you were a Hispanic child, it went up 400%. And for black children, 600%. Increase in the level of lead in the blood, which of course means that the levels are going to be increased in the brain. And certainly lead leads to lead poisoning. There's no safe level of lead. And I mean, you're talking about a dramatic increase in the lead level to the brains of black children. And of course, this destroys the intelligence. And it promotes irresponsible activity, rage, criminal activity. And Dr. Roger Masters is not a chemist or really concerned about water fluoridation. He's concerned about criminal activity. And he was trying to determine the effect of lead on criminal activity. And of course, he found that in those areas where they had added the hydrofluorosilicic acid to the water supply, the incidence of criminal activity in the black was dramatically increased, which may explain why in America today, 1 in 3 young black men between the ages of 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. Let me repeat that. 1 in 3 black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole here in America, the land of the free. And, of course, the authorities know what they're doing. The average individual doesn't know, but you're not supposed to know that you and your children are being poisoned as well. Why? Well, because fluoride, of course, affects the fertility, lowers the sperm count, increases the incidence of Down syndrome, because it alters the genetic makeup of sperm, Certainly it decreases the fertility rate in women. It lowers intelligence probably 5 points or more, and that may not matter if you got an IQ of 160, but you lower the intelligence quotient from 80 to 75, and that's the difference between being able to function and becoming an imbecile and being incapable of function. It increases the incidence of cancer in the community. It increases the osteoporosis in older women and older men so that they fall and break their hips and die more readily. It actually interferes with thyroid function because fluoride competes with iodine to get into the thyroid. It disrupts the heart function. In fact, the original studies and the studies where this was first evaluated showed that there was a significantly almost double the incidence of heart disease, and whether it affects the conduction, nerve conduction, the heart, I'm not certain, but the people suffering from heart disease and dying from heart disease doubled in the areas where they fluoridated the drinking water. But of course, you want to kill off the population. Isn't that what you really want? This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is documented in the Journal of Fluoride, totally suppressed here in this country. Now, if you haven't seen my talk on water fluoridation, it's called The Hidden Agenda. And, of course, it comes with the syllabus. And it's got the synopsis of the articles on all the things I've talked about. I mean, why do you think so many men today have erectile dysfunction? Why has the sperm count dropped all across our country? Really, and there are other things that they've done to destroy fertility, but this is certainly one of them. And specifically comparing areas that fluoridate their water with areas that don't fluoridate their water, the sperm count is down. This is a crime beyond comprehension, but it's going on in America today, and fully supported by the United States Public Health Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, the FDA, and other government agencies. And if you would like to verify what I'm saying, there's a website maintained by the scientists who work for the EPA, the Environmental Agency. It's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. The National Transport, I don't know, Education, anyway, NTEU280.org, look it up. These are the scientists who work for the EPA trying to let the American people know they're being poisoned. Well, that number, 1-877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hey, it's good to have you with us this morning.
I just have a comment on the fluoride. We've been trying to get the fluoride out of our water up here for years now, and just can't seem to do it, even though Colorado Springs has taken it out of their water for years. The dentists come out in full force as soon as the anti-fluoride people surface. And,
well, what you want to do is start targeting individual dentists who do this sort of thing and tell them they have a moral obligation to find out the facts. Ask them if they've ever been to the website of the scientists who work for the EPA.
Also, when my daughter was younger and I'd take her in for her dental visits, I would say absolutely no fluoride treatments. And they wouldn't even let me out of the door until they had cornered me and said, oh, are you sure? Are you sure you don't want fluoride on our teeth?
What you
want
to do.
You know, like they were going to break me down. And probably most people, they might. And then succumb to that fluoride.
What you want to do.
I just can't believe how ignorant the dentists are up here. They just have their head in the sand.
Well, what you want to do is say, why do you want to hurt children? Why do you hate children? Well, they're immediately going to be on the defensive And then you say, have you read the scientific literature in the journal Fluoride? Have you ever studied the journal Fluoride? I mean, don't you have a moral obligation to make sure you haven't been lied to? Because if you're damaging children, you're going to have to stand one day before the judgment of God and call into this God and pray for these dentists. And get the information. If you get a copy of my syllabus, why, copy it and copy the things about Down's disease and about the sperm count. We got permission from the publisher to take the abstracts they published and say to the dentist, why, how would you ever be able to look yourself in the mirror when you are damaging children? Put them
on the defensive.
Everybody knows
that fluoride is
toxic. At least you have an obligation to find out if maybe you're being lied to, you know, by your organization, just like the government's lying to us as to why we went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Learn how to get people on the defensive, because that's how you learn to win an argument. And I know it's frustrating, but get your people together and then start targeting dentists who are pushing and leading this. And believe me, tell them they have a moral obligation to find out if their organization is lying.
Well, my comment would be, everybody knows it's a causative reactive substance and where it's placed on the periodical chart. And if it wasn't the crap coming out of the smokestack that they would have to do something with, that would cost a lot of money if they processed it properly. But also, there was a dentist in Denver. I think they took his dental license because he was promoting not to be using fluoride on teeth. I can't come up with his name right now.
Well, there are a few people out there. I know, for instance, Dr. Harvey Limebeck, who is a professor of dentistry at the University of Toronto. And he had spoken out about this, and I called him, asked him if he'd come on to my radio program, and he said he couldn't. He had been threatened, and he wasn't going to risk his family, his children, and his livelihood on this subject. But he said, you can get my writings up on the Internet, and go to your dentist and say, have you ever heard of Dr. Harvey Limebeck? You know, he had the courage to speak out and tell the truth. And they threatened him. In fact, they will threaten anybody who tells the truth. Are you interested in setting the truth? Get my DVD on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that and copy them. Copy the syllabus, copy the DVD, and see if you can find a dentist by challenging him. If you discovered that you'd been lied to by your dental association, just as the average American has been lied to by the government, would you be concerned that your advice is damaging children? And your advice, certainly as far as mercury, could lead to injuring you and certainly of the people you work with, you know, and your dental assistants. Don't you have an obligation to find out if it's possible, just vaguely possible, that, of course, that this is true? I mean, and then ask him, why? Could you explain to me why the sperm count of men in this country has fallen 50%, and it falls much more in the communities where the water is fluoridated, and the incidence of Down's disease increases, and the incidence of you know, hip fractures in older women increases, and girls enter their menarche, you know, start having periods at a much earlier age. Have you ever wondered why that is? Tell me, doctor, what is your expertise in medicine? Of course, they don't know anything about medicine. All they know is what their dental association has told them. But tell them they have an obligation to be right, because if they're giving wrong information, they're going to have to answer for it. Answer, if not in this world, the next one. All you can do is pray for them. And, of course, get people organized and let them know their dentists are poisoning them. their dentists are putting dangerous mercury fillings in their mouths, whereas in other countries, many of them, they don't even allow the mercury fillings. And this is one reason why we have so much in the way of dementia and Alzheimer's disease exploding in this country. But
if I may interject,
I appreciate
here,
your courage in being willing to take a stand. Don't get discouraged. Things are coming to a climax in this country very, very soon. And either we return to sanity, or America, as we know it, will simply become a remembrance of things past.
You know, you were talking about infertility in women, and there's so many families that do fertility treatments unsuccessfully and then end up adopting, you know, children, mostly many from other countries. Could you expound a little bit more about how it affects the fertility of women? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, well, that is a little out of my expertise, but we know, for instance, that in the original studies that were done on fluoride, and this is back in, period, I think, 1950 or so, that basically they found that the girls started having their menstrual periods early, and that the men actually had more heart disease. But it's just, as far as fertility, girls entered menarche, I think, three quarters of a year earlier. So obviously, this is affecting the endocrine function in women. But remember, of course, the fluoride is a poison that influences every aspect of the body, and certainly there are studies that show definitely that the sperm count is lower in communities where there was fluoride. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them.
They're everywhere. East Ridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by East Ridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. East Ridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number this morning is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But there are other things that they put in our food that affects the fertility, certainly the aspartame. Aspartame, it's in almost everything you eat, already prepared. It's in the jams that you eat, Smucker's used to put it in their products, their jams, certainly the Wrigley's put it in their gum that the children chew, it's in yogurt, but if you look certainly on the labels of so many of the prepared foods, they're using aspartame, which is a deadly poison, and of course it produces pathological obesity. It produces diabetes, predisposes to type 2 diabetes. It affects the fertility function within women. It increases the incidence of autism and ADD and ADHD, and they found that there's one doctor in the Dominican Republic that Betty Martini talks about, and he was trying to, do something, I think, prove the milk was bad, so they came up with a drink for the children that contained aspartame in it, and all of these children, this whole class, 20, 30 kids, they all became totally unruly with attention deficit disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Well, the doctor eventually took them off the product, and they returned to normal kids. And then they put them back on it temporarily. They thought maybe it was an aberration. They all got ADD and ADHD and affected their mind. And they took them off and contacted Betty, and Betty Martini, if you haven't heard her, talks on this subject. Why, they're well worthwhile hearing. And she's we've 4 tape sets on the aspartame, the dangers of aspartame. You need to understand they're poisoning our children. And then it increases incidence of cancer, and a number of different types of cancer are increased certainly in animals that have taken the aspartame, it increases and influences the endocrine system, and of course it leads to multiple sclerosis and autoimmune disease and Lou Gehrig's disease, significantly increased in people who use this, Parkinson's disease. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's why for almost 15 years, why FDA officials avidly opposed the use of the effort of Cereal Pharmaceutical Company to put aspartame in the in food, and then of course that great American patriot Donald Rumsfeld, when he was president of Cereal, and Ronald Reagan got elected, Rumsfeld was on the transition team, got his man put into the FDA, and according to Betty Martini, after the man got aspartame, the ban on aspartame lifted the FDA, the man immediately retired, went to work for a public relations firm that paid him $1,000 a day for the rest of his life. You'll have to check with Betty for the verification on that, but I've never found anything she ever told me wasn't true. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have any questions at all about these things. But Certainly MSG that they put in the food has many of the same properties as the aspartame does. They're both excitotoxin. They both destroy brain tissue, and they both have a disastrous impact on every aspect of the physiology of people who eat them. But what's really almost funny is that they put aspartame in Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, and then the people who drink that because they want to lose weight keep getting fatter and fatter. They actually give aspartame to cattle to fatten them up. It produces an artificial fattening. Of course, then we consume the meat, and we get our dose of aspartame, and we get fatter and fatter. But they know what they're doing, disrupting the endocrine system, because aspartame is aspartic acid and phenylalanine breaks down to formaldehyde and eventually into wood alcohol, and it's poisonous, and it's that component that produces the visual problems and the other problems, of course, we associate with the use of aspartame. And if you haven't read Dr. Roberts' excellent book, which we carry, it's almost 1,000 pages, Aspartame, the Forgotten Epidemic. We carry that. We have a Dr. Russell Blaylock's book. Excitotoxins, well, the taste that kills. That's excitotoxins, the taste that kills. About aspartame, about MSG. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. And if they, certainly my talk on fluoride is an excellent source of information, very well organized, even if I do say so. And then, of course, the syllabus is priceless. It will give you the information. You need to be able to discuss this with your dentist and just say, is it possible? Is it just possible that they're lying to you? And, of course, anybody can demonstrate this. There's a wonderful website. It's called Fluoride Alert. It's put out by Dr. Paul Connett. That's fluoridealert.org. And if you then just go on your computer and put in fluoridealert.com. And, of course, you go to a website put up by the American Dental Association. And then type in fluoridealert.net, and you go to another site put up by the American Dental Association. Why are they doing that? So that if you don't remember whether it's org or com, you'll get the wrong website telling you how great fluoride is. Of course, earlier I started talking about the AIDS epidemic and mentioned a book. It's called Full Disclosure. And Full Disclosure was written by Gary Nulm. And you can actually go to my website, which is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Now, the story of Floyd, of Full Disclosure, is that a man with pancreatic cancer who was dying went to Gary Nulm and told him he was part of the team that created the AIDS virus as part of a program of population control. And so that's what the book is all about. You can go to Amazon. You can actually find the book. When we checked it, one copy was $999.98. The other copy was $1,200. For a little book I've got sitting up on my shelf, $999. And why? Because they bought up all the copies and destroyed them. They can't let the public know. This is all about population control. But if you go to my website, you'll see the book. You can go to the links there for all the chapters. And they've all been disconnected. I wonder who could have done that. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning reminds drivers, when you see a school bus stop, there are probably children on foot nearby. Many may not have much experience crossing streets and watching for cars, so never pass. Not only is it the right and safe thing to do, it's the law. That was presented by A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating expert who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line. And if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings? Call 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Long Peak Street in Brighton.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, we have our guest this morning, and we're not going to have much time with her. I wish we had more time. She's got a fascinating story, but this is Sophia, who's done a wonderful DVD on 9/11 Mysteries, which we do carry, which we think and recommend to you. But this is on, of course, what really happened on 9/11. But she has an amazing story, and I do want to get her back so you can hear the full story. But what is Morgellons disease? We've all heard Morgellons disease. These people who complain they have the little filaments coming out of their skin and something's crawling underneath them. But Sophia, we don't have much time. You start out talking, and we'll get in as much as we can about what the chemtrails are really about. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're familiar with the white lines in the sky that form these cloud-like shapes. Yes, and maybe your listeners have seen them also. It's a pretty prevalent phenomenon now. And, in fact, NASA itself admits that we have persistent contrails today, and we didn't a few decades ago. They haven't exactly explained why. They say there are different atmospheric conditions. And so we've got basically man-made clouds. They even refer to them as man-made cirrus or jet cirrus. So the real cirrus clouds seem to have disappeared. They used to form at very high altitudes. They were made of little ice crystals. But today we have these low-lying, swirly things that look like the cirrus of old. But they are, in fact, man-made. And they appear to be three classes of materials in these man-made cirrus clouds. Clifford Carnicom is a researcher based in New Mexico, where the air is very clean. There's very little industry, very little pollution. And he went to the high mountaintops of New Mexico and collected environmental samples, meaning stuff that was falling out of the sky. And he found that there were these three classes of elements. One was metallic particulates, metallic salt. The other was polymer fibers, and the third was a form of biological material. It turned out to be very peculiarly something that even a biology expert, a microscopy expert, told him was desiccated human erythrocytes. Now, those are all multisyllabic big words, but that translates to dried human red blood cells. So we have falling out of the sky fibers and human red blood cells that have been altered or preserved artificially, and we've got these metals. So showing up in people's bodies today are these small fibers, and in fact it's everywhere. It's in everybody's skin.
Clinicom has done tissue sampling from people all over the country, whether they have this condition called Morgellons or not. And most people's blood, skin, hair, body tissues contain, even body fluids, urine, contain these polymer fibers. I have a page or two or three devoted to these kinds of examinations on my website, aboutthesky.com. So if you go to aboutthesky.com and you look for the Morgellon syndrome page, there's another page called A Researcher Story, and there's another page called Up Close and Personal. You will see a huge number of pictures and analyses, lots of links from these pages about these polymer fibers. So we have to ask ourselves, what's happening? Why are our bodies absorbing fibers? Why these fibers appear to be self-replicating, meaning they colonize and they set up strands that connect one nucleus of fibrous material to the next. So there's an order to this. There's a, you could call it a programming. You could call it an intelligence. It appears to be an inorganic intelligence that is being introduced into our bodies. Now, Morgellons itself is a condition that affects quite a number of people today. The symptoms are sores, lesions, they're called, reddish, oozing, very sometimes itchy or painful, crusty sores. And then eventually, in some people, the sores show fibers pushing out. And my sense is these fibers under a microscope are very small, obviously, but these fibers must be grouping together in order to be visible to our naked eye. And I have some videos on my Morgellons pages that show mainstream scientists talking about nanofibers being cabled or bundled in experimental subjects, because there's a tremendous amount of research going on with nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is a new field in science, and technically it is the control of particles that are less than 1 micron in size. So to explain what a micron is, and some people who are not scientific might not know, it's a measurement. A human hair is 70 to 100 microns thick, and a red blood cell is about 7 or 8 microns. So something less than a micron is very, very small. And what happens with nanoparticles is that because they're so small, they're very reactive. Anything with a lot of surface area tends to be more reactive than something with less surface area. And we're talking about the ratio of surface to mass. For instance, a small person gets colder faster than a large person because that small person has more skin, more surface area that reacts to the cold air around it. So these nanoparticles, tiny little particles, are very reactive. And science has discovered that it takes a different, I could call it quantity or originating impulse or force whatever impulse or force or originating spark you use creates a much different result in a small particle. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, we're out of time, but we're going to try to get Sophia onto our evening program, maybe even tonight and subsequent program. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Evangelist and Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in the Loveland, Colorado area during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more details. Once again, Evangelist Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in Loveland during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more information.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning, and if you'd like to get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus, that's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the hidden agenda, the story of the fluoride poisoning of the American people. My talk on planned population control is certainly available. My talk on Dundare College genocide, available on DVD. My talk on population control, available on video, and I think it's probably available on DVD as well. But important information that you need to have to reach others. We have four tape sets on aspartame. We have certainly DVDs on aspartame, specifically one called Sweet Remedy, another called Sweet Misery. And then, of course, we have material on so many other subjects that you need to understand. We have the information on mercury that they're putting in our vaccines, and of course, we actually have the Simpsonwood report. This is the top secret report prepared by the CDC as a result of a seminar they put on in June of 2000, where they got the leaders of the CDC and the World Health Organization and the vaccine manufacturers together to go over the evidence that thimerosal was leading to autism. They concluded it was. And what was their decision? How are we going to keep the American people from finding it? They got the transcript, of course, declared top secret. Why? Because they couldn't let the American people know that they were destroying the lives of our children. And, of course, eventually Dr. David Weldon, who's a congressman, got the report declassified, and it is available, thank goodness. And, of course, we got a copy, and you get it on the Internet, but we've got it all nicely put together and all bound, and you can get it from Radio Liberty. That's the Simpsonwood report. Sometimes a lot easier than pulling it down on the Internet and binding it yourself, and we have the facilities. We also have the congressional report prepared by Congressman Dan Burton on how the government knew the FDA and the EPA and the CDC all know that they're poisoning our children, destroying their minds, and yet they're doing it. And one out of every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a learning disability or a speech disability. One of every six. And, of course, it's directly, in my belief, attributable to the fact that mercury and the aluminum and the vaccines, and, of course, all the other things, the contaminants in the food, the the aspartame and the MSG and the and certainly the food additives, the what part genetically modified food plays, I don't know, but I'm sure they all play a part, and they're destroying our children, and they know what they're doing. Certainly the water fluoridation lowers their intelligence, and yours as well. And the lead that comes when you use the hydrofluor silicic acid, which is used in 90% of the communities that fluoridate, and that's well over 68% of the communities today. That's why the